This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Ukrainian and British officials have warned once again that Russian forces are relying on weapons with potential to cause mass casualties as they try to make headway in capturing eastern Ukraine. The UK Defense Ministry said Saturday that Russian bombers have likely been launching heavy 1960s-era anti-ship missiles that can cause severe collateral damage and casualties when used on land targets. A regional governor accused Russia of using incendiary weapons in Ukraine's eastern Luhansk province. Both sides have been expending large amounts of weaponry in what has become a grinding war of attrition. During a visit by the European Union's top official, the Ukrainian president, Volodymyr Zelensky, called for even stronger EU sanctions against Russia. China's defense minister says the United States is trying to hijack the support of countries in the Asia-Pacific region to turn them against Beijing, saying Washington is seeking to advance its own interests under the guise of multilateralism. The defense minister, General Wei Fengyi, lashed out at U.S. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin on Sunday, rejecting his what he called a smearing accusation the day before. Gas prices are hitting $5 a gallon, and they're showing no signs of letting up in the United States. Auto Club AAA said Saturday that the nationwide average broke the $5 barrier for the first time. Gas prices are a key reason for the highest inflation in 40 years. There are several factors contributing to the rise, including global oil supplies being squeezed by sanctions against Russia. The capacity of U.S. refineries to turn oil into gasoline has not returned to pre-pandemic levels as well. And that's all happening as demand grows in